When somebody dies, loved ones will often keep a remembrance of the deceased, like a lock of hair. But when the rich, powerful, and famous die, people ask for a whole lot more.
In death as in life, people are obsessed with the bodies of celebrities. Today, the fabulous Matt Brown joins us to celebrate Dia de los Muertos by looking at the unexpected adventures of the body parts of dead celebrities, Napoleon, Jimi Hendrix, and notorious bank robber John Dillinger.
Plus, Kanye West says he's been used by people to spread political messages he doesn't believe in and is quitting politics for good.
And are the Simpsons retiring the character of Apu?
I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is Feast of Fun.
Feast of Fun is made possible because of fabulous people just like you. Thank you. Become a member and support this show at feastoffun.com/plus.
Feliz Dia de los Muertos. Happy Day of the Dead. You are listening to Feast of Fun. Our guest today is comedian Matt Brown, who is still alive and well.
She's here and she's happy to be so.
And not having sex with any ghosts yet.
I have not fucked Charlamagne like Shirley MacLaine. I'm working on that part of my personal star legacy.
Yeah.
I'm working on that.
You know, the ghost you want to fuck, though, is Rasputin.
Oh, yeah, because he had a big dick.
They say a big
dick. They kept it in a jar at a museum.
And they shot him like 10 times or something, so you know that dude's got endurance.
And because, like, the dick crawled away. That's really, like, they shot him 12 times, but, like, no, the dick was just lives. Like, who are you, motherfucker? And just got up on two legs and walked away. Two balls and walked away.
Didn't they preserve Einstein's penis as well as his brain?
For what reason?
Yeah, I know that Einstein's brain is preserved in a jar somewhere.
Is that...
I
don't know.
It's in a museum.
That doesn't seem...
I remember that Shelley Winters used to go on Johnny Carson and talk about how Marilyn Monroe had the biggest crush on Albert Einstein.
Well, they actually say Marilyn Monroe was a genius. She had a very high IQ. She was just, you know, unstable.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can vibe with that of being a smart bitch who's a little crazy and just very beautiful and doesn't know what to do about it.
Oh, you and
Yeah, I know.
Let's talk more about this.
It's why we get along so well, Mark. It's why we just have this dear kinship. We're just pretty blonde girls who don't know what to do about it.
So shortly after Einstein's death in 1955, scientists removed and weighed his brain. They took it to a lab at the University of Pennsylvania, where it was dissected into several pieces, which some of the pieces are still held in jars to this day.
And there's the penis?
And his penis is an urban legend. Okay.
When they cut his brain up into five pieces, was there like a calculator in the middle of it? Like, I feel like they had to split it open like a Boston cream donut. Like something was inside.
I feel like somebody's dick has been preserved somewhere in history.
Well, there's a whole penis museum.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. They have a museum in penis. In Iceland. It's mostly like, you know, different animals' penises, but there are some human penises there as well.
And then, I mean, there are also some human penises that could be like confused for animal penises. Like, I don't know if you've ever been on a grinder hookup and some guy has a big dick with a knot at the bottom of it, but like you learn things about yourself. You learn things.
Well, a lot of those animals, they have actual bones in their penises. Well, humans are one of the few animals that don't have an actual bone in their cock.
Like, what animal has a bone in their dick?
Almost every animal.
Monkeys,
chimps,
monkeys
whales.
Have bones in their dicks?
Yeah.
So you're telling me, like, my dick should be, like, half hard all the time, essentially? And then I should be able to, like, unfold the extra half or something? Okay.
So there's rumors that Napoleon's dick was cut off and preserved and gets passed around Europe. But that's not verified. Jimi Hendrix's penis has been preserved in plaster. And as far as we know, Cynthia Plastercaster, the person who did it, has never sold the molds So you can get fucked by Jimi Hendrix.
She's still around, as far as I know. She's a Chicago
legend. She's quite young, yeah, actually.
Well, we all know Jimi Hendrix was hung like a fucking guitar. Like, you know he had it. Mm. You know he had it. And then I really think with Napoleon, I have a lot of questions. Because Napoleon could have had a tiny dick because he was 5'6". But then I also have this certain algorithm of whether or not you can tell a white boy is going to have a big dick or not.
What's that algorithm?
Okay, so when you have a short white boy, mm-hmm. and this also, this is mostly pretty much only for white boys, because when you bring in other variables, it gets more complicated. Mm-hmm. But in my experience, if mm-hmm. you find a short white boy with a big butt, he's going to have a big dick.
Oh, really?
Yes. If it's a short white boy with a flat butt, the dick's going to be average to small. But if it's like 5'7 and a bubble butt, he's going to be able to just pound some shit down through a wall.
I don't know. I've talked to some people before, and we're like, you're like, well, if they've got a big butt, they're not going to have a big dick.
That was my luck of the draw. I have no ass, but like my grinder's fine.
do you guys know who John Dillinger is?
Not at all.
So he was a folk hero. He robbed 24 banks and 4 police stations mm-hmm. in the 1930s.
Wow, he's an OG.
He died in a shootout with the police at Biograph Theater here in Chicago. And newspapers reported that the deceased gangster died with a raging hard-on. So rumors began to circulate that his penis was removed from his body and kept preserved in a jar at the Smithsonian Museum.
But that's not true.
It is not verified nor denied.
I think the Smithsonian, if they had his cock, they would fess up and be, yeah, we got his dick.
I think they would lie about it.
Why?
Because they're in D.C. That's where lies live.
I think we need an Indiana Jones for dicks. Like, to find the famous preserved penises of history.
I don't know. And, like, I really feel like, Fausto, you'd only want to go if there was, like, you know that section of the aquarium where you can get into the thing and hug the fish? Like, you'd want that for the dicks. You'd need to be able to try each individual one, or it's not worth the price of the ticket.
I don't know if I'd want to be around a preserved penis.
You wouldn't want to, like, you know, one of those things where, like, you stick your dick in the mold and then it, like, grows around it, and then you just, like, you know, you have, like, a dildo of your dick. You wouldn't want one of that for, like, I don't know, Jimmy Carter. You wouldn't want that
maybe something like that.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, but not like an actual preserved, like,
but
in
they also
amber.
Say, though, those, you know, those porn star dildos that you get, mm-hmm. they're like an actual mold and stuff, like, they're not real. No, they're bigger than their actual penises.
Oh, totally.
Like, oh, that is not on a human being. That just does not exist.
Shouldn't be.
And then at the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum, one of the greatest places in the world, has preserved penises from other cultures, as well as the Penis Museum.
Not white dicks, because they're not worth preserving, but from everywhere else. They've got it just a museum.
Well, they have a penis sheath from the forests of New Guinea. Mm-hmm. And so it's not the actual penis, but it's the...
Like the gourd?
Like a glove for your dick.
Okay, because I know there's this tribe in Africa where they put like fucking like these wooden gourds over their dick.
They do.
And it's like a whole thing. And like the older you get and the more like respected you are in the village, the bigger your gourd gets.
And I think though, before you have to put the gourd on, you have to like suck off like an elder member or something.
If you're in town. Only if you're in town, Mark.
Have you seen this penis sheath? Just lean over. Okay. It looks like some arts and crafts from macrame thing.
Ow!
And so you put your dick in it and it has a little coin purse. And so the guys would strap it on their midsections, mm-hmm. and that's where they would keep their money. Because if you got a dick, you can make some money, too.
Because to quote Jasmine Masters, don't come home with a wet pussy and a dry wallet. Don't do that. Don't do that.
So it's Dia de los Muertos, where Mexican-Americans and people in Mexico mostly celebrate their ancestors and remember the past. By dressing up as characters from the new Disney film.
It's also Coco. Catholic holiday, the Feast of All Souls, where Catholics celebrate, you know, the holy people who have died.
And once again, you can have sex with ghosts.
I just, like, want to go to 7-Eleven, buy a 40, and pour it over a woman's grave named Guadalupe. I just feel like that's the only way I know how to celebrate. I just feel like you're supposed to go to the graveyard, celebrate with your dead people, and then just move on.
Did you see the movie Coco?
No.
It was really moving.
It was sweet. But, you know, people used to, like, they used to party and get down in cemeteries back in the day because didn't have like public parks like we have nowadays. And so people would go and take their picnics all throughout Europe. People would do it in Mexico. It was just a place you could gather. And then it kind of like fell out of vogue.
So I learned the Addams family having a picnic in the funeral, what is it, the cemetery?
They actually live in Central Park. Did you know that?
The Addams Family in real, well, the not real life, but the characters like, from their houses cartoons. In
Central Park.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
They would live underground or something, like underneath the statue, like on the flip side. It's the exact same size and shape, but it's just a house. It's not, it's a man, but it's a house.
Well, a lot of people live next door to Central Park in New York.
Well, yeah, you know, when you like marry a rich white man and he just leaves you a place on Fifth, you know, you just kind of move on.
Is it expensive to live up there? I mean,
One would imagine.
I've heard it's Central Park West.
Yeah, well, I mean, in New York, you fucking pay.
I'm not
like,
a real estate agent. So
in New York, you fucking pay like $1,600 a month to like get shot in a studio apartment. So like, I can't imagine what that would be. I literally cannot imagine that.
Whereas here in Chicago, you pay like $1,000 to get shot, right?
Oh no, my rent's cute. I don't know what that is. No, $1,000 a month, girl. No, okay. If you're
for a studio,
that's quite a bit. Mm. I don't know. Maybe okay. You guys
depends
are
where you're
you
at.
Guys are far north side, so like you do want. To be like fancy and up here.
Where do you live again?
I live in Lincoln Park.
Okay. That's pretty fancy.
That's the most bougie neighborhood in
Chicago. I live in a shitty building in a nice neighborhood so I can afford it, but I still get all the amenities.
That is the most expensive part in Chicago. One of the most expensive places to live in Chicago.
It fully is. Like, I have so much good food by me, and like my rent is magically cheap.
And all those hot straight boys, and can we do a shout out for a jogging pants season?
Jogging pants season and just the DePaul campus in general. Mark Fellion, but just like to thank you.
All those swinging dicks in Lincoln Park.
Yeah, I don't sleep with white people, so like, you have a good time?
What?
I really don't. I don't
ever?
Do it. No, not really.
Asians?
Latinos?
Latino, yeah. Asian guys don't really hit on me that much. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I used to back, like, Springfield, like, back when I was back home.
Because you didn't have choices, right?
Yeah, because there was no options.
So, white Tinos, no. Black Tinos, yes. Asian Tinos, yes.
I stick to what I know.
You want a little flavor in your pudding.
Basically. I haven't fucked a white man since
In your daddy pudding, you want a little spice.
I don't go for daddies. I don't go.
You don't?
I don't go
you,
for like,
I thought you were before we were taping. You were like, daddy this, daddy that. And it's like, no. It's all
he
lies.
He was freaked out about daddies having sex with young men.
Yeah, no.
You don't like it.
I don't like 50-year-old men.
Intergenerational
I'm not ready for that, like, sexually.
So you feel like if somebody, you know, say my age, 38 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
Has sex around with some, that,
yeah.
Somebody
yeah, you know,
who
you
is
know when the Ray of Light album came out.
In their early 20s, do you find that questionable?
Okay, let me tell you this. I was dating a guy that was in his early 30s recently. Uh-huh. So, like, to me.
So that was stretching your age limit.
My person.
I'm
20. Yeah. I'm 20. I'm a young
you
woman.
You turned 21 in.
I turned 21 in January.
Okay.
So if you would like to book me, but you can't because of our liquor license issue, do it after January 23rd, 2019. Yeah, but no, no. My
happy
upper
birthday.
Oh, sure.
For an advance notice.
All I'm gonna do is get drunk with a bunch of comedians. I don't celebrate like that. I won't dress up like Diana Ross and say Ain't No Mountain High Enough. I won't go for real.
You kind of want to
a little bit. I mean, I've had the weed since I was 10. But what are you gonna talk about? Yeah, no. The upper age limit for me is about 35. That's where I tap out because, like,
and why is that?
For relationship stuff.
Sure.
For relationship. Yeah. For like sex, I don't need details or questions. Mm-hmm. But
so you feel like it's you're just two different people to connect.
I don't feel like at like 50, if you really want to hang out.
Why do you keep looking at me when you say that?
Yeah.
Because I'm just throwing a number. I'm throwing a number out there. And if you want to catch it, you can receive it, bitch. But
the joke was so funny, it knocked Mark's headphones off.
All the way off. I would just want to know, if you're like 55, why would you want to try to have like a deep intellectual conversation with a 23-year-old? Like, what do you get from that? What do you get after?
Isn't that what we're having right now?
Exactly. Yeah, but your dick's not out and I'm never going to live with you. So that's
I mean,
the difference.
A deep intellectual conversation.
But your dick is not out and I'm never going to live with you. And like, that's
well, just because we're not having sex with each other does not mean we can't be friends.
Yeah. Definitely, definitely. But something that builds into a relationship and something that builds into a friendship are completely different.
And I'm not, just for the record, I'm not trying to hit on you. I'm just saying that, like, I do sense.
Then why is your hand down my pants?
But I do sense that there is something that I'm observing in my generation. When we were in our early 20s, it was cool and hip to have friends that were in their 60s.
Really?
Yes.
Because they were still alive. There weren't very many
left,
you know?
And so it was like, wow, you have a friend that's a senior citizen?
So
that's
it like
so
in
cool.
the 70s. Yeah.
And now I noticed this, that especially, you know, people your generation is that there is this kind of animosity or awkwardness
It's called ageism.
Or ageism. It's a polite word, or I'm trying to use more inclusive language.
Yeah.
Forming just friendships with people who are seniors.
Which I think that is so obnoxious, because I was never like that. Like, I was raised mostly by my grandparents. So, like, mm-hmm. I don't even think a number is what makes you mm-hmm. old. I think it's behavior.
For sure.
So,
bitterness.
I'm an old ass man and I'm 20.
Bitter, jealous.
And you kind of look like an old guy sometimes.
Yeah. And you guys are like
the hair, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we George meet each Jefferson other halfway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you guys are very like young and beautiful and radiant and like,
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Can you say that again?
Young and beautiful and make me wow.
Well, you know, and I get it. There's a big difference between being a 20-year-old and wanting to get into a relationship with a 50-year-old.
Because
I mean, there's a huge difference
for the
there.
20-year-old, it makes all the sense in the world for like me to want to go out with you, mm-hmm. but like for you to want to go out with me, then I'm just like
Well, it's, you know, probably it's about the sex, and then maybe they make the guy feel like young again or something, and maybe he's Possibly. Not emotionally mature. I just got into it on Facebook with these people. They're like, you know, it's one of those Grindr aesthetics groups or yeah. something like that, and they're all just like, any guy who's attracted to some guy who looks like he's, you know, a teenager and you're over this certain age is disgusting and it's gross. I'm just like, why is it gross for like a 20-year-old to be attracted to an 18-year-old, but for like a 50-year-old to be attracted to an 18-year-old is like nasty.
I still think it's nasty.
Do you?
I still think it's like nasty.
But just for like a hookup though, for a one night stand?
Because if you're, why are you that excited about some dick that just got its first hair on
it? Why are you excited about any dick?
But
you know,
like,
what I mean?
But
what?
It's the thing. It's like the underage. It like makes it forbidden and like different.
But it's
and
not
like,
underage. I'm talking about an illegal adult.
Yeah, but like just turned. Like you're. If
okay,
you're like,
let's say 19.
If you're looking at 18 and 19, mm-hmm. like if you're looking at teenagers on purpose, like you still make me itchy and nervous.
But what if like a teenager is just part of your full palette of men that you like? I mean, I get it. If that's all you want, then
yeah.
It's
if that's
creepy.
All you want, I'm nervous.
That can be predatory.
It's like when a straight guy has yeah. four girlfriends in a year and they all look exactly the same.
Right.
It's like, okay,
but
you're working
that
something
same
out.
Same thing for your circle of friends. If all your friends look like you, chances are you're an asshole.
Yeah.
And diversity is a beautiful thing, and you definitely want to taste mm-hmm. all the fruit, as Mae West said.
Exactly.
But
put it all
thing,
in your mouth.
But one thing is that I think a lot of people lose out on the benefit of forming relationships and friendships with people who are not like themselves.
Oh, totally.
And when we're talking about, like, you know, discriminatory practices that gay men impose on themselves or each mm-hmm. other, we also have to create a lot of space for people to say no to each other, because
Definitely.
Rape culture is still a part of male culture, and men who have sex with men, whether they're conscious about it or not, they have to address rape culture. And so when someone says no to you, respect that.
Exactly.
However, one thing I also want to present is that there's a lot to be gained by being able to form friendships or even sexual relationships with people who are drastically different in age than you are. And part of that is because society wants to isolate us. They want to control us. They want us to have us be in fear. And when we have a sense of perspective from somebody who's younger or older than us, then it makes us more confident, more powerful as a community, and we're unstoppable.
But, like, old guys ball sag so far, Fausto. They just go so fucking low.
On it, and they just and you're like, you're 18 again.
But then
no one's asking anybody to have sex with somebody they don't want to.
Yeah, just have sex with the people you're attracted to.
Okay. The thing about it is, when you see other people who are happy or mm-hmm. are desiring or yeah. exhibiting the sex that they want, don't criticize them. Don't shame them.
Oh, I hate that shit.
And don't yeah. post on social media. Ew, ew, ew. Because it's like one man's yuck is another yeah. man's yuck.
Exactly. And that's another thing too. Is like you can be out in the bar and stuff like that, and there's a group of young guys and stuff, and then it's like, you know, they don't want to be seen like hitting on you in front of their friends. Mm-hmm. But as soon as like you're out of there and they get on Grindr, like, oh my god, I saw you at the bar tonight. You're so hot. That kind of stuff.
That's how young people flirt though. Yeah. They don't want to do it in person. They will like check to see if you're on Grindr and then talk to you there because they don't want to like risk like it happening in real life that mm-hmm. someone might reject them out loud.
Well, you don't have enough when your friendships is sometimes few and far between what your friends think about you really matters much more. And as you get older, you have more friends, you have more support networks. Mm-hmm. If you're just a young person who just moved to a city, what your friends think about you, even if they're judgmental, Mean Girls, Lindsay Lohan film, you know, it's going to weigh more. So conversely, you know, a young person who's hanging out with somebody who's older than them, you know, being like, I want your daddy dick, you know, daddy mm-hmm. this and all this stuff. It's like, or sugar daddy, or why don't you buy me dinner and all this stuff. You know, it is also disrespectful and not kind and based on, you know, inviting that person into your life.
And then a lot of people see, like a lot of younger gays see someone over the age of 35 and they're like, free food, like they really, it's just
like Anna Nicole Smith,
literally they turn into like Anna Nicole Smith over Arby's. It's so sad. It is so depressing. It's like they will fucking shake their ass for like $18 worth of sushi and it's like, you couldn't have even had him take you to the north side of town. Like, what are we doing? Like, what are you really doing? Some people just don't want to, like, pay any part of their lives.
I remember when I was 19 years old, I hooked up with a man who was
79.
34. Okay. And he felt very old, much older than me. And it was somebody who, you know, influenced me in my life tremendously. And mm-hmm. I wouldn't be the person I am today if I hadn't hooked up with Tim Miller, the performance artist. Fabulous. Not name dropping, but... You know, and this is a friendship that has been with me throughout my life and is somebody who's been a voice and a mentor and somebody who's guided me throughout really difficult times in my life. And mm-hmm. so I wouldn't be the person. I'm so grateful that I had that experience.
That dick changed your life.
That's amazing.
That was good dick.
That's amazing. But yeah. I personally feel like I can absorb people's words without absorbing their semen. I feel like I can just listen to people and just ask them good questions.
You don't feel the load up is going to exchange information?
I don't think it's going to do an osmosis thing for me. I will probably lay there like Whitney Houston afterwards. It's all in me. But it's not really the point, poor moi. Poor moi. But I will say, and I we don't name drop here because she's a lady. The one comedian I did ever hook up with, I did learn a lot from, though. I think I would have learned just from proximity, but like, you know, it does help.
Is somebody well known?
It does help. What?
Somebody well known?
I don't remember.
Oh, you don't remember their name?
Will you tell us after the show?
I suddenly don't remember.
Why'd you bring it up then?
This is entrapment! Okay, what?
So it rhymes with Burris?
I do like him dark with a shaved head, but it was not a famous one. Girl, you know I couldn't get like a TV check. Come on, you see the dent in this forehead. You know what we can pull.
The funny thing
you
is,
know what we can pull.
Mark and
I'm
I
LA
talked to a lot of entertainers and a lot of LGBT people.
Two,
and
one.
What?
Nothing.
We talked to a lot of, and we hold and sit down. We hold a lot of information about who is thinking about coming out of the closet.
But everyone that you think is gay is really all that means.
But
everyone
there was like this one entertainer that I'm a big fan of, and he completely, his gaydar went over my head.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last 6 months or so, it's like I'm hearing from here, from over there, oh, they're planning to come out as
gay.
Yeah,
and it's just like, oh my God, John Travolta. It really is true.
This
finally
is somebody you're not expecting to come out as gay, but is somebody you really love and is a comedy icon. But that's all I can say.
Lily Tomlin.
But, you know,
Paula Poundstone.
Taron Egerton, you know, the actor from Kingsman, who's playing Elton John in the upcoming film.
Okay.
He posted on his social media that he's like in love with this guy or something. And he was like hinting at it. And so people
are
speculating.
I don't like it when people are coy, because it's like, show me a picture of the dick in your mouth and like, or like go fight for a civil right or like stop being adorable. Because if all you want is Instagram likes, that's fine, but you can get that from a pair of shoes. So like, let's just not use it.
Well, so like, you know, like Rosie or Queen Latifah, a lot of people assumed, and because of the things that they said, mm-hmm. that they were open lesbians or openly gay until they actually named it and claim it. Yeah. Queen Latifah is married to another woman, planning on having a child together, but still has not.
She's married.
Oh, she's in a relationship.
Relationship, yeah.
But she still hasn't come out of the closet.
She also has a 9-inch dick with foreskin. Queen Latifah, oh my God. She is beautiful, but that's a man. She's strong. She could be anybody's ass.
That's a man.
She is
Mark.
Tough. She's been an OG since the 90s. She will tell you how to treat a sister.
So
okay,
Mark,
she knows.
Mark has
she
been knows. On Norway's top reality TV show.
Yes, he has Alt for Norga.
The season's wrapping up. And even though Mark's talked about how he's a wiener connoisseur and how cracked many dick jokes.
Fine wieners.
Exactly.
And loved the penis rock troll picking.
You're into it, dick on the rocks.
You have yet to name it and claim it. So, in for all practical purposes, for Norwegians who are watching the show, you are in the closet. People do not know that you are openly gay in the United States, but in Norway, they don't know this yet. So, this presents a great opportunity for you and for us to issue a press release and have a big Mark Feelings coming out of the closet.
I'm coming now, out.
Do you want to do it with a dick pic? I feel like we live in a very cultural, visual culture.
Norwegians are very polite.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand that they're very polite and I feel like they're very uptight, but since you're a Norwegian-American, you're going to blend some cultures, you're going to put them things together, you're going to do a mashup, as the young kids would call it, and just be like, not an obnoxious coming out, just like a very simple statement, and then just like a nice understated dick pic. There could be like a glass of red wine in the background.
They've already shown so much of my ass crack on Alt for Norga.
Why haven't I seen it? I'm so sad.
You know, the top of my ass crack. You might get some full booty or at least some side booty next week.
Because cheeks are always the point. We're here for cheeks.
So wait a minute. Now wait a minute, bitch.
Who saw my man's ass?
As T.S. Madison would say. Upcoming next episode, you're in a nudist colony?
No, I'm not nudist. But they love to get you in the morning when you're asleep. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And film you when you're sleeping. And I got up and, I just had to change. So I'm just like, I think they were talking to Chase and I was kind of in the background. And I was just like, well, here it is.
So you got to see your boy pal, gal pal, Chase.
I've seen him in various states of undress.
That's nice. Yeah. I don't feel like you know anything about anybody till you see their scrotum. So like you just gotta go some places.
Yeah,
you do.
So do you feel like you know Chase better because of you saw
seeing his dick? I think maybe I understand maybe his motivation a little better. Yes. Where he's coming from, what he's got.
And I mean, once you get done counting the veins, it's just like, everything you need to know about a man. You really do.
Oh my God, I can't believe we're halfway through the show here and haven't talked about the top news of the day.
Kanye West.
El Kanye saying fuck you to Donald Trump.
He said he was used.
He was used.
That's a lie.
What is really going on here?
Do you think he was falling for it?
I do believe he was used by Donald Trump without a doubt. Of course, he's just like, I want to appeal to whatever crazy black people are out there. And so I'll bring Kanye West into my platform and be like, here, crazy black people, I'm with a black person.
There's enough breaking news again. Kanye has contacted the news media saying he wants to make it clear he is not mentioning Donald Trump specifically. He's just getting out of politics altogether.
Okay, so that means that Donald Trump just called him. That means that they just got off the cell phone together and he said, keep my name out your mouth.
He's been used. So the original statement said he'd been used by people to spread political messages and he's done with it. He fired off a series of tweets, apparently distancing himself from politics, saying, my eyes are now wide open and I realize I've been used to spread messages I don't believe in. Like slavery was an...
Yeah, that was an accent. Just fell out of his mouth.
I'm distancing myself from politics and completely focusing on being creative.
Okay, I have two theories. One, either Donald Trump called him and said just like, nope, you ain't mentioning me. You out of politics forever fame. Then you're going to be go quiet for 6 months or else we're going to go Omarosa on your ass. Mm. Like, I feel like it was either that or Kris Jenner said, you're fucking with my wallet. It was one of those two things. It was either Donald Trump or Kris Jenner. Because Kris Jenner is like her own fucking Satan.
I mean, he's definitely torpedoing his career.
Well, I mean, it doesn't particularly matter because I don't think like there's any getting rid of the amount of money he has. Like,
but isn't he like officially like broke now or something? Aren't they saying he's broke?
I mean, if he has to file bankruptcy, he can always just like sell the house and go burrow in Kim's ass. Like, I don't know where he'd live. I don't know where else he'd live.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Kanye West. I mean, and part of me is just like, it's it's time to give him some privacy and let him.
Well, he needs to go get
his Lexapro on his own time.
Yeah, yeah. I feel bad for him because it seems clear that he's suffering some kind of mental health issues.
It can't be fun living in that head. No. Not at all. But it hasn't been for 12 years. Everyone's been like, he's an artist. He's been showing you he's crazy for 10 years. Mm. What about the, I'm God, I told you. You were just going to act like that's fine? Okay.
Okay. Well, we all have our limits, you know?
Yeah, I'll just go ahead and be a backseat driver on that one. Just like, I think he's fine. No. The entire family. And then when he married Kim, that's when you knew it was for real over. Because I don't think they even for real like each other.
No.
I think it's like all a photo op and it's fake like and then he spend
married,
time.
He married fame and not a person or something, you know?
Well, she's not a real person. She's totally like an enigma. I feel like when you walk into a room, you just see golden light and then a person appears 30 seconds later once like the clone morphs. Like, she's not real. She can't be real.
So there's a controversy about... There's been an ongoing controversy about The Simpsons Apu.
Oh, deeply for years.
For years. Mm-hmm. And there's a documentary that sort of chronicles that.
It came out like last November or something, yeah.
So allegedly a writer for The Simpsons said...
Somebody said that like they were getting rid of...
trying to pass themselves as involved with The Simpsons. And their producer said that is not happening. And then The Simpsons, I guess in April, addressed the controversy... Saying basically they're not going to do anything about it.
You know? I cannot imagine why any cartoon needs to be on TV for 31 fucking years. Mm. Could you please give a black writer a job?
Well,
in space of that airtime. Oh, my God.
But Hank Azaria said he's like, I would love to have like South Asian writers in the room. And, you know, if people really want me to give up this character, I'm willing to walk away from it. Mm-hmm. You know, so at least
he could also quit.
Yeah.
Doing that character.
That's true.
You know, it's not like he's being a gun's pointed at his head. And
then also, if they just pull the plug out of the TV show now, no one's life will be impacted in any way because it'll play in syndication everywhere for the rest of forever till Jesus dies.
Mm. Have you guys seen those Flintstones cartoons where Fred and Barney are smoking and they're like the smooth taste of Winston cigarettes?
Yes, Winston Salem.
Salem's. Back when the ad was important to be integrated with the show.
Mm-hmm.
Which reminds me to let the listeners know that Feast of Fun is made possible because of the smooth, cool taste of fabulous listeners like you. Go to feastoffun.com/plus and listen to all thousands, decades, thousands.
Almost 3,000
amazing podcasts with all the world's top LGBT comedians, entertainers. Thought leaders.
And visit our store at feastoffun.com/store. Get yourself a t-shirt or a mug or an apron.
That's right.
Do you have Christmas ornaments?
It makes great.
Oh my God, we should.
You should so get them.
Yeah.
I'm going to look into that right now.
Yeah, just like enjoy the taste of the feast. Just on an ornament.
And we're just, the clock is ticking and Cooking with Drag Queens is just around the corner.
It's a coming.
We're going to be soon, we're having starting a countdown clock and we're going to give you guys some teasers and all sorts of fun things, and it looks amazing, and I'm just really excited about the upcoming season. So we've had a lot of delays. We've been really working hard on this, and it's like it's really probably our best episodes yet.
You're gonna fuck some shit up in the good way.
It's good
in the good way.
Good food, it's fried, really good people, really happy with everybody who's on it. I think they're all fantastic, and I really just enjoyed every minute of it.
And most importantly, they're not assholes.
Very much so.
That's nice. The best. We were like,
thank your casting
for
director.
Season three, we just like, we wanted to be asshole free.
She's a nice girl.
People, it's mostly people of color, Latinos.
Yeah. You let them into your house through the front door and everything.
Well,
did your best.
Some came in through the back door.
Okay.
Only because we picked them up and brought them here.
Yeah, it's like, fine, you'll go through the alley. It wasn't like,
no, it's Fry Harder, and almost every single thing in the season, I think everything is fried, isn't it?
Not everything.
Yes.
Almost everything.
There's some things that are not.
Some things can be fried, but aren't fried, but
should
we did
be
the
fried.
Healthier version of something that was fried.
Did you hear about the two lesbians who carried the same baby?
What?
They're a couple. So when they do in vitro fertilization, usually they take the egg. So they took the egg from one of the lesbians, mm-hmm. right? And usually when they fertilize it, they put it into like a dish
mm-hmm.
and they kind of like feed it through the dish or something like that.
Yeah, totally.
But
gross.
They can also do that in the placenta, right?
Okay.
And so they do in like whatever kind of mechanics. So they put that in the one woman mm-hmm. whose egg it was originally. And so they kept it in there for 5 days. And as the embryo developed, after 5 days, they took it out and then they put it in her partner's. you know, womb.
So they use one womb to cultivate the egg, the other one to implant it.
Yes.
You could spend $300,000 on anything else. Like, I'm just like,
I don't think it's that expensive, is it?
Oh, it has to be. Because, like, in vitro is super expensive. And then going from pussy to pussy, like, that's some, like, weird DP porn shit that the doctor had to invent for him. Like, you know that's expensive. Yeah. You know that's expensive.
Can we tell about our story with...
In vitro. About your several children that you keep locked up in your closet.
We basically pretended like Mark and my sister were like married.
In a relationship.
Wow.
And we stayed in a hotel and like I was the, you know, just, you know.
You were the fetus?
Hanging out, yeah. Uh-huh.
So they tested my sperm. They said it tasted great.
Good to know.
But we tried to have a child with my sister.
Unfortunately, you know, we loaded her up with my jizz. We loaded her up with hormones, but it didn't. Unfortunately, it didn't.
And then you fucked her on your own afterwards, just to like be thorough.
No, just because you did it off like, the butt. Was it your niece Victoria? Was like, is Mark gonna have sex with her? I'm like, you don't have to have sex to get somebody pregnant.
Well, you're like bi-ish. Like, you're not opposed to the idea.
I'm not gonna have sex with his sister.
Would it hurt your feelings deeply?
I don't care. But
see.
They're weird like that.
But let me put it this way.
His father, his first wife, was his first cousin.
Okay.
And Fausto's half siblings are also his half cousins.
Do they all have crossed eyes? Are they fine?
A couple of them do have crossed eyes.
Okay. Does everyone have a top lip on their own?
My father used to make a joke about some of his relatives. He'd say, you know, one of them has special needs and the rest of the diagnosis hasn't been settled yet.
Well, I don't know. Listen, my family's from Kentucky, so like a little bit of inbreeding doesn't make me that nervous. Mm. Like, I'm not.
No, they say it takes generations and generations of inbreeding for stuff to go really weird.
I have a friend that I like grew up since we were three, going to church together, we went to high school together, we knew each other forever. His parents weren't related, but genetically they were as similar as though they were. Like, they should have been brother and sister.
What do you mean?
Like, they were just very genetically close. Like,
they looked alike, or they actually had their
like when they had their stuff tested afterwards. They were very, very genetically close, because the reason they had everything tested is because they had two kids, and the older one completely healthy, never had any issues, and then my friend had like liver cancer when he was a baby, like had all these enzymes missing and like all this weird shit that was going on health wise and they're like, what's this happening? And they test his parents, and like, he basically was like that because he was like genetically inbred, but his parents weren't related. Their chromosomes and shit were just really close.
There's the idea out there that there's a genetic attraction, that you're attracted to the people who are genetically like you.
That happened to me.
Yeah, Foster slept with one of his cousins in Puerto Rico.
Well, on purpose or on accident?
Totally on accident.
You sure? It's okay, one of those grinder hookups, right?
So after having sex, I'm like looking at his hands. I'm like, your hands look a lot like mine, actually. You know, very similar shape and size and stuff
Their bodies were the same.
Mm-hmm.
And same like, shape of the nose.
This dick feels so similar. I just... Dad, I just, okay.
And so I was just sitting there, and I was like, oh, well, you know, I knew his full name, but I didn't know his maternal last name was my last name.
And
I was like, oh my God.
So after you finished your cousin.
It was very awkward.
So you didn't fuck him again? Like, it didn't get your dick all hard all over?
But
I saw him at the gym the next day. I'm like, wow, he does look like you. Weird.
But he was, you know, he was very attractive.
He was in really good shape.
A lot of gay guys are, like, date guys that look like that could be their brother, or, like, guys that just, like, look
like
them.
Well, Mark and I get that all the time. People go like, wait a second. Wait a second. Can I ask you a personal question? Are you two twins?
I don't get that at all. I don't see it.
Person is like coming up, like, it's like they're asking you for money. It's never like, wow, you guys look so much like each other. You know, it's always like they want like
and
a quarter.
They've been looking at you for a while too, because they've been trying to figure it out. I very much get that at the parties with this. So are you half black? It's just like I've been checking this out. I've been thinking about it for like an hour. Like, just like, what is this relation here? What's going on?
Are you half black?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I mean, why is it important to somebody to know that? I guess
They're weird things. Like, there's certain things like you kind of, as a human being, like you want to know in a conversation. Like, you feel like you have to know what gender somebody is and like kind of how old they are. And like, it's just like these certain things you feel like you need to know to relate to them.
And it's weird how people ask it sometimes. Yeah. It's not just like, hey, are you part black? It's like, are you like they like,
or
like, are you 50 or like they the way that they ask about it sometimes is it's just so confrontational and you're just kind of like, back off.
Well, I mean, when I see you, I just think like Latino.
Yeah, most white, when most white people see me, they think I'm Latino. Like, Uber drivers just start speaking Spanish.
And Latino is, by definition, you know, a combination of different heritages.
I thought maybe you were a quarter black. That's why I asked if you were.
No.
Do you actually have a pie chart?
Yeah, I got my DNA ran.
You did?
Yeah, I'm 60-40.
Do you know, like, where in Africa they come from?
West. Okay. Like, slaves.
Gone and love it.
Yeah, like Florida and Florida and what's the state next to it? Georgia, after that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, oh, so they can tell, like, which part of...
I know that about my family.
To retrace your ancestry so far, you actually have names of people?
On the white side of my family, I have, like, detailed records back to, like, 1600s, 1700s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, all the way back to Germany and England on the white side.
But no Norwegians.
No, we don't do that.
Because you could be on Alt for Norge.
That's extra white. We don't. we had limits and tests, and we just couldn't do all of that.
Well, that area where we were staying at, like, when we, like, that troll picking and stuff like that, that's where, like, white comes from. So, like, like, that's where they mine white things. So, like, your toothpaste, your paper, your paint, the chemicals that make that come, a lot of it comes from that
titanium
area.
Yeah.
It's titanium and something
zinc
else.
Zinc oxide.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, that's how white it is.
It don't get much whiter than that. It real don't. It really don't.
So no plans on a Halloween costume this year?
I don't know. Last year... girl, you know I can't sing her music like that.
I can sing all of Whitney Houston's songs.
There are a couple I can't do for shit. I do All the Man I Need at karaoke.
Yeah,
that's like my go-to at karaoke. I can't do like I Will Always Love You or like Greatest Love of All.
Oh,
or
that's
like,
the most fun one to sing.
Or like most of the 80s stuff, I'm like,
the
out.
Greatest love.
It's so hard. No, last year, I was looking back at stuff. Last year, I didn't dress up, but I just put on a Steph Curry jersey, and that was my costume.
What was that supposed
to be? The basketball player, Stephen Curry. He's on the Golden State Warriors. You're too gay, but I look like his ass.
Okay.
So that's
did people recognize you as him?
People thought it was so funny.
Did you get a good trade from that? Were they like, ooh, straight trade?
No.
If you just put on a blonde wig, a little bit of makeup, and take all your clothes off, you're Amanda Lepore.
Because I have the tits and the ass and the natural built-in corset with the removed ribs.
Yeah, just get the boobs.
If I gain weight, they come in on their own.
You know, Fausto, I always make a splash at every Halloween party. I go as myself.
Oh, yeah, but I would do, like, the full Amanda plastic surgery, but, like, keep teeth like a jack-o'-lantern. Like, I would definitely, like, you have something fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you have to be all perfect.
Zombie Amanda.
All perfect with an accent. Mm. All perfect with something.
Well, Mark said you dressed up as the troll.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, I don't want to be ugly for Halloween.
Well, no, for Halloween, we went to a party. Putting on that prosthetic nose is a lot, and you don't want to reproduce the same looks, you know? So you want to do something else. So I was a skeleton for another thing, and then for Halloween, their friends came over, so I just put on my little fur outfit and went to town.
But nice. So you posted a photo of yourself as a troll on social media.
Yes.
And your sister wasn't happy with it.
Well, she said, I don't like to be ugly on Halloween. And so I responded, well, what's your excuse the other 364 days of the year?
Smart.
And my
sister,
she didn't appreciate it much, but all my other sisters laughed.
So it had like 7 likes on it.
Yeah.
It was the most like comment on the status,
yeah,
which is always the goal, to get more likes than everybody else.
Let's see. I'll check right now and see.
That's beautiful.
Pharrell Williams is threatening to sue President Trump
over
for playing the song Happy an hour after the synagogue shooting.
What the
at a rally of his.
I can't stand him. And another point that I'd like to make, if we can be serious here for 11 seconds, anti-Semitism and like anti-black racism like always follow each other. Like they're always around. Like
they're lovers.
They're interconnected. They're like, people that hate black people are going to hate Jewish people.
Always, always, always. And people are always like, Jewish people are white. Jewish people don't know the struggle. Like you don't understand. Like, wait, okay, we see all this stuff with shootings the past 3 years. You see him get elected. Like, of course there was going to be some anti-Semitic hate crime. Absolutely, of course. In spite of who his daughter and who her husband are.
Ask Whoopi Goldberg. She knows all about it.
Oh, she does. She knows. She knows.
She won't take like Aretha Franklin, doesn't take airplanes.
She
drives
won't fly?
Everywhere. Yeah, she won't. she will not get on an airplane.
Wow.
So she has a really sweet tour bus.
She doesn't tour, though. She very rarely tours.
Well, I mean, she
tours.
Needs to go to New York for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Needs to go to L.A. You know.
She just recently was doing a stand-up tour, actually.
Yeah.
Because I know amazing comedian Gina Yashere was, like, opening for her. But, like, Whoopi only goes out on tour about once every 10 years. She gotta want it.
That's a lot of work. Like, you know, if I was Whoopi Goldberg, I wouldn't tour.
Especially when you got The View.
Yeah.
When you can just, like, wear high heels and sit down and, like, twist your dreads. Like, that's definitely a job.
Well, especially, you know, I think doing those early morning talk shows seems like a glamorous position, but you're waking up early and then you're having to deal with, like,
but they're typically doing, like, 2-3 of them a day, aren't they?
No, because they're news-oriented. They have to be on a daily basis.
They do, like, four a week or so.
They do 4 a week, but I think that they do a couple in
your day's over by noon. You have to get up at 4, probably, but your day's over by noon. Mm-hmm. You can take a nap and then
go
to
the next person. Girl, I can't do I try to do, I
if
worked
the
at
money
a bakery.
Was good, you'd do it.
I worked at a bakery when I was in college, and it was like, getting up, that was work.
Listen, if you were paying me Elizabeth Hasselbeck money, I would find an alarm clock.
Whatever happened to her?
She got married, didn't she?
Well, she's been married. I don't know. I think she finally just got content to get off TV and just keep fucking her football player husband. Mm. I think she just got bored of being annoying and just was content. Because, like, she saw the way Megyn Kelly was like, you know, this ain't going to end well.
Megyn Kelly, how many millions of dollars?
Her stupid ass. I can't stand her. She has, like, a fucking JD, and she's just always so dumb. You're a Juris Doctor. You are a lawyer. Year from a good school, and she's just constant dumb shit out of her mouth. I'm so happy they canceled the show.
Tim Hasselbeck, her husband is not that attractive.
No, but he has money, and she was on Survivor, so she's got goals.
Oh, that's her claim to fame.
Exactly. She used to wear scarves on an island, and so everyone's like, oh my god, you're so interesting. It's like, she's sweating. Fuck you.
So, Mark, does this mean that, like, you'll be in co-hosting the Norwegian equivalent of The View?
I would have to speak Norwegian first, wouldn't I?
You could learn.
They do a lot of their shows in English, though, don't they?
No.
Like, they actually, X on the Beach?
No, that's all in Norwegian. They actually have, it's for them, the government mandates that a certain amount of programming has to be in this. I guess the main language, the dialect, because 80% of the people speak it, and then 20% speak another dialect, and then other people, like the people up in the Sami people, speak something else, so they have to have a certain percentage of all those languages.
Can't you just learn the language?
I'm learning it. I have an app. I'm learning it.
You'd be like...
Yeah, I drink a coffee.
You
drink coffee?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very similar to German.
Yeah. It's a lot of the stuff is like English, but just a little weird, right? A little off.
I know what Tusentak means.
What does it mean?
A thousand thanks.
It does.
I learned that from watching Nalt for Norge. I even know how to pronounce Norge.
They translated, Norga. I said the word chode to describe the Trollpiken, and they translated it as it's longer than it is. Well, it's thicker than it is long.
So they had to go look that up.
I think they may have. Well, they all watch American TV.
But I'm pretty sure their technical writers maybe don't know about chodes and chubs and things of that nature.
They probably had to look it up and be like, oh, it's
that. That was some Urban Dictionary.
Too, I think that they actually did it in two parts and also said that it looked like a drum.
Okay. You know? That's like, another way of looking at it,
it's
possibly.
It's also that it's wider. It looks like a drum.
Ew.
Right?
I don't know. I like a dick person that looks like a can of tuna, just short and flat. Just about that bigger. I'm just like real short and flat.
You know, it does. Whenever I go to a burrito place, you know, like Chipotle, and they wrap up my burrito, as a Latino, I get offended when it's too short and fat.
You're just like, no.
I want my burrito to be the right proportions.
Well, they quit asking for extra everything. Just put a little more meat on there.
Just a little bit.
Then they can't close it up, but it's your fault.
And they start crying.
And then it breaks, and they have to do a new one.
And then you have to pay $25 for the guacamole you ask for.
I was like, no, you can hold the guac.
Guacamole is disgusting.
You don't like guac?
I can't fuck with avocados in any form.
Oh.
It makes you gag.
It's a weird texture. And I can't do it. I really can't do it.
I am so offended when they wrap the burrito the wrong way. And it looks like a pot, like a Fabergé egg. It's just, I'm like, how am I supposed to eat this?
With a knife and a fork at that point.
I'm like, you have insulted my culture, my language, my people.
And now you must die.
And can I get some guac with that, please?
Why don't you have any more green salsa?
No, we went and the cash registers stopped working. So they gave us our meal for free.
Oh, I love when that happens.
And then they brought out like all these like 2-for-1 cards and stuff. And I was like, and they're like, come back tomorrow on Halloween. We'll give you free food again. It's like, that's amazing. Ever since I had that like foods disease scare, mm-hmm. we eat there all the time for free.
That's amazing. Like, they want you to be healthy and live, and so they'll pay for it.
I don't know how they stay in business, because I swear to God, I've probably gotten more food from them than they've gotten money from me.
I love you. I think that's unlikely.
She eats from Mark's mouth. She eats.
I think it's good.
I don't know. When I get Mexican food, I'm just too stoned to even know what's in the bag at that point anymore. I'm just happy it's mine.
But you're a connoisseur of like the local Mexican restaurants. You're not going to like the corporate stuff.
Oh, the idea of going to
Taco Bell or
okay. I was dating a guy who would like go to Taco Bell, so I would. But like on my own, I would never go to like a Taco Bell or a Chipotle. That's just like that's not Christian.
I like the other stuff. It's just as the difference in liking one type of food over another. But, if I want something closer to what is, considered authentic, then I would go to a Mexican food restaurant.
The main reason that I tend to be more of a patron of more local stuff is because their hours are more on my schedule. Because, like, I'm a comic and I'm out most nights.
You're out
till
night owl.
Yeah, I'm out. And I'm not a natural night owl. It's hard for me. I do not enjoy it.
So you're that's Red what bullying. Cocaine's for.
Not for me. Not for me. I talk fast enough as it is. Excuse you.
You trip over your own words. Kidding.
Oh yeah. No. I would be so annoying. It would be miserable. On coke.
I mean, some comedians on coke can be annoying already. Yeah. It's like
Richard Pryor was amazing,
but he also let Marlon Brando fuck him. So like,
well, why not? Did you see what Marlon Brando used to
in
look
the
like?
70s? Hey, he wasn't cute.
Well, in the 60s, he sure was.
He was losing it by then. 50s Marlon Brando, I can fuck with. 50s, yeah. Marlon Brando and Paul Newman way back in the day.
Mm-hmm. I would, 10 years from now, if Chris Pratt goes Marlon Brando way, I would still have sex with him.
I don't know what Chris Pratt looks like.
The Jurassic Park hunk.
Parks and Recreation. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Wait, Parks, the guy who was Amy Schumer? Yes. Amy Poehler's?
Not him, the other girl.
Oh, no, he wasn't cute.
Or Chris Evans or Chris Pine or any of the Hollywood Chris's.
Any white man.
You don't know this dude?
He looks like a foot. Anybody looks like but that. The guy who delivered my mail when I was in the fourth grade looked like that. Who wants to fuck him?
If Hugh Jackman goes the way of...
He's too old for him.
Yeah, but like I know who he is now. At
but
least
you know what I'm saying? Like some of these like sex symbols and entertainment, if they go, the Marlon Brando route...
Yeah, so that's not good. Hot.
Tell me, come people. On. He's showing him animated GIFs of Chris Evans.
Yeah, like, just showing me soft,
kind of weird Christian,
showing me
though,
softly defined abs that I could have found on like a high school football team. But anyway,
it's nice that we live in an age where actors in Hollywood are expected to be sexual symbols.
I know, right? Actors. Like, give me something to look at.
Well, they've always been sexy.
Not necessarily. Like
Steve Buscemi never got my dick hard once. Not once. And I mean, he tried. He wanted to. He was making eyes at me, but like, I just couldn't do it.
Those Steve Buscemi eyes.
Oh yeah. In Fargo, when he's smoking the cigarette and driving. He was talking to me.
Matt, it is always good to talk to you.
So thank you for having me. It was
you
so much
are,
fun.
You are America's lesbian sweetheart.
I do my best because I'm still the queen of soul because Aretha's with her legs crossed in the casket.
Aww.
Of course.
We used to call Cameron Esposito that on the show.
Queen of soul?
No, well, it was meant to be kind of a tongue-in-cheek sure. thing because here we are doing this grassroots podcast. We have comedians on the show. We never expected Cameron to actually become
Americans like lesbian best friend.
Be a bona fide lesbian sweetheart, And so we
you
said
put
that
it out there and it happened.
And it happened. So I want the same thing for you. Okay. I want lesbians to think you have a sex symbol.
Well, no. I am wearing a headband. It could happen.
You need a little more flannel in your
just
life.
Just a little bit more.
A little more flannel. Where are you playing out these days?
Where am I playing out these days? I have a show on November 9th at the Storefront in Wicker Park where I'm hosting for Carly Kane. I have a show Friday night at the Laugh Factory on November 15th or 16th, whichever one's a Friday at 8 p.m. After Thoughts of the Laugh Factory. It's going to be a really fun time. And I bring an audience member on stage. So if you want to interact with Miss Brown, definitely come to that one. And then November 30th here in Boys Town, well, not here in Boys Town, but here in Chicago. In Boys Town, I'm going to be opening for the improv group Baby Wine at the Annoyance Theater. So, I'm everywhere. And I'm at Matt Brown Comic on Twitter and on Instagram. So, yeah, come follow me. Feast of Fun People.
You're so funny, man.
I do my very best. You really should leave your house. Yeah. It would help you so much.
And see.
And, like, shower, too.
You know, and our guest, you know, you came right after our last guest, Karma, did. And she saw your act. And she's like, he's brilliant.
I agree with her.
She's like, you were funnier than Harrison Burris? What was it?
Stop. See, you can't even make the compliment to know the name. No, that was a completely separate thing. But, yeah, no, she was really sweet, and so were you guys. It was just so much fun. Thank you.
Thank you.
So follow you on Twitter, Instagram.
And Instagram, Matt Brown Comic.
That's an easy to remember.
Yes, it is.
How do you spell it?
MATTBROWNCOMIC. Put it in my mouth.
Why? Because we love you.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. Of course, Feast of Fun is on all social media. Just search for Feast of Fun.
Exactly. We're everywhere.
Fine podcasts are found.
Exactly.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.